None of us want to end football. None of us even want to change football. We just want to make it safer.
As if in response to Garrett Webster's assertion, people have begun to discuss what, if anything, the National Football League can do to make the game safer. I'm joined by sporting news writer Clifton Brown, who has written about what he thinks the league can do right now in order to accomplish that. Mr. Brown, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
In one of the dramatic lines in your recent sporting news article, retired cornerback Lem Barney says of the helmets that he wore during his long career, quote, "You can buy better helmets today at Walmart." Do you feel better equipment can prevent concussions?
I think the possibility certainly exists. There's a lot of research going on now on how to better design helmets so that when players take hits to the head, the helmet can better absorb the hit and keep the damage away from the brain. Because certainly if you could make helmets safer, then you wouldn't have to consider making maybe as many changes to the way the game is played if you could take some of the impact out of the collisions.
In that article to which I referred, which presents a few things that could be done immediately to increase player safety, you suggest that there should be, quote, an independent neurologist on the field to evaluate players and that the neurologist should have the authority to remove a player from the game if he felt that was necessary. Why hasn't that happened already?
There are some within the league who don't feel that this would make a major difference, that the people that they have evaluating players now know the players well, that they're best equipped to make these evaluations. But I think it needs to be taken out of teams' hands completely. Mm-hmm. I think that there's always the pressure if you work for a team, knowing that the team probably wants this player to go back into the game. I think that should not be a factor in this at all. It should be someone completely divorced from either team evaluating players and making strictly a medical determination of whether they need to go back into the game or not.
Before last season, the league moved kickoffs from the 30-yard line to the 35-yard line in order to minimize concussions. Did that help?
According to the league's data, it did. Certainly, there were fewer kickoff returns, period, because there were more touchbacks. So that lessened the amount of times where you had these full collisions with players running at full speed for 30, 40, 50 yards or so. It seems that a lot of the catastrophic injuries we've seen with not only head injuries, but with spinal cord injuries, have occurred on kickoffs where players are running at full speed and have gained momentum for 30 or 40 yards and then have head-on collisions. So there was a reduction in that.
Is there an appetite, as Giants owner Tom Mara has suggested, for eliminating kickoffs altogether?
I think there are some people who would consider that a good move. If the head trauma situations continue and that the concern for player safety grows, that more and more people may take that view. I think a lot of coaches and players are totally against that. Players who excel in that area of the game don't want that area of the game to go away.
What other changes to the rules or to the schedule would make sense to you?
Well, I think that now the talk about the NFL going to an 18-game schedule is going to be really hard to sell. There was already a lot of concern among players that adding two more games to the schedule would lead to more injuries. I don't think we're going to see an 18-game schedule in the NFL.
Football will always likely be a violent game, but will the sport still appeal to fans if it's adjusted to be made less violent and less damaging for players?
That's a great question, and I think there's a danger that football will become less popular if you take a large percentage of the violence out of the game, because I think that there's going to be a rebellion from fans, from the league, and from players to water down what they would say, water down the sport to where it's a game that people don't want to watch. People don't want to watch flag football on Sunday. They want to watch tackle football. So yeah, there is the danger that if the NFL has to make too many rule changes to protect players, that it may become a less popular sport.
The suicide of Junior Seau has not yet been scientifically linked to damage he sustained playing football, and yet his death is already being called a tipping point for consideration of the future of the sport. Will the appetite to question the fundamental essence of football last beyond the headlines about Seau's death and funeral and memorial?
This isn't going to go away. Certainly something like that happening to Junior Seau, a guy who was so good as a football player, so respected as a person, and so young to take his life, really sent shockwaves through everyone connected to the sport. But just because, you know, as time passes and, you know, his death begins to become more of a fading memory, that is not going to make this issue go away.
Clifton Brown writes for the Sporting News. Among his recent articles is one titled NFL Concussion Conundrum: Can Safety and Violence Coexist? Clifton, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks so much for having me.
Stay tuned to Only a Game for a conversation with former NFL quarterback Kurt Warner about the concern he has for the on-field safety of his own children.